はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようガテマラシティ、
夏子です。
タケです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 107. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. The giving and receiving verb series moves on. Today, we're going to go into lesson number 5 of 6. Now, up to date, we've covered the verb to give, which is
あげる。
And associated with this, we have
手あげる。
To do for someone. Next, we have the verb to receive.
もらう。
And to have something done for one.
手もらう。
Today, we're going to be covering which verb, Natsuko-san?
くれる。
Now, with today's lesson and tomorrow's lesson, we're going to bring it all together. Giving and receiving verbs. There are still some more polite forms we have to go over, but this is going to build you an excellent base. So, with that said, we're almost ready to move into today's lesson. Before we get in, we just want to remind you to stop by the podcast awards and vote for JapanesePod101.com.
Oh, yes. よろしくお願いします。
We're almost there. Voting ends Friday. So if you can, stop by, say hi, leave us a post, and give us a vote. Now, regarding today's lesson, today we're making the switch. We feel that you're ready to get more and more into real conversations. And what we mean by this is, in the past, sometimes we've had to twist the conversation to make it polite, but we feel now you're at a point where...We've given you the informal, we've given you the formal, and now we're going to introduce you to conversations and explain the background so that you can understand why formal or informal Japanese is being used. Now, in today's conversation, it's a conversation between a married couple. So it's a very intimate relationship. In today's case, the wife speaks in a very polite manner. Right, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
And this is the case in some families.
Yes, usually older people.
Yeah, younger married couples will speak informally with each other.
Right, like friends.
Yeah, but in today's conversation, it's a bit older married couple.
Yes, apparently.
They're a bit up there. So the wife speaks polite, but please notice and please listen to the way the husband is speaking because he's using informal Japanese. And this is completely normal and what you'd find in normal conversation between a married couple. Yes. Right, Natsuko-san?
Yes, please get used to them.
Now, the informal track, we're going to give you the young version.
I see.
Just married. Young couple. So please notice the difference. All right? And be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. With that said, Take-san, are you ready?
はい、大丈夫ですよ。
Natsuko-san?
はい、行きます。
Here we go.
初中見舞いの返事を書きましょう。
めんどくさいなぁ。
さっさと書きましょう。
はいはい。今年は何枚来てる
?100 枚も来ました。
100枚も?私たちは人気者だね。でも私は100枚も書きたくないな。
大丈夫よ。99枚は私宛て。あなたにはたった1枚です。あら?これお母さんからよ。
やった!さすがお母さん。お母さんは毎年初中見舞いをくれます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。初中見舞いの返事を書きましょう。
めんどくさいなぁ。
さっさと書きましょう。
はいはい。今年は何枚来てる
?100 枚も来ました。
100枚も私たちは人気者だね。でも私は100枚も書きたくないな。
大丈夫よ。99枚は私宛て。あなたにはたった1枚です。あら、これ。お母さんからよ。
やった。さすがお母さん。お母さんは毎年初中見舞いをくれます。次は ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
初中見舞いの返事を書きましょう。
Let's respond to summer greeting cards.
めんどくさいな。
How troublesome.
さっさと書きましょう。
Let's write them now.
はいはい。
Okay, okay.
今年は何枚来てる？
How many came this year?
100枚も来ました。
100.
100枚も？
100?
私たちは人気者だね。
We're popular, right?
でも私は100枚も書きたくないな。
But I don't want to write 100.
大丈夫よ。
It's okay.
99枚は私宛て。
99 were addressed to me.
あなたにはたった1枚です。
Only this one is for you.
あら、これお母さんからよ。
Ah? This one's from your mother.
やった
!Yes!
さすがお母さん
!Good old mom!
お母さんは毎年初中見舞いをくれます。
Mom sends me a summer greeting card every year. 夏子さん、let's get Take-san's opinion on today's lesson.
Take さん、今日の会話はどう思いましたか？
いやー、僕って人気者なんだなーって思いました。
Take さんがですか？
はい。そうですけど何か？
ピーターさんはどう思いましたか？
Well, let's just recap what he said so everyone else can follow.
Okay.
What did he say, Natsuko-san?
Oh, he said he didn't expect he was so popular.
He should know he's a really popular guy. Good voice. Help me out here, Natsuko-san.
いい声だし、タケさんは人気者ですよ。
そうですよね。
But what comes after good voice? Good voice and...
and... Let's move on to vocabulary.
Alrighty. Let's get into vocab. Here we go. Joining us today for vocabulary is...
Chigusa です。
Hello, Chigusa-san.
Hi, Peter.
It is great to have you here today.
It's always good to be here.
Okay, now you're going to help us go over today's vocabulary. And there's a lot in there.You know, actually, some of this gets back to the culture class we did. And what was something we talked about in that culture class?
初中見舞い。
That's it. Can you give it to us one more time, please?
初中見舞い。
Midsummer greeting card. Can you break it down for us?
初中見舞い。 初中見舞い。
Now, these are postcards asking after one's health in the summer.From, when was that, Chigusa-san?
July 15th to August 8th.
So, this actually ended yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Now, since it ended yesterday, you can still write the cards, correct?
Correct.
But doesn't the name change?
Yes, it does.
Well, what does it become?
残暑見舞い。
Now, these are postcards asking after one's health in the lingering summer. So, if you're late, this is what it's going to come to.Or if you're responding, maybe you get one, and then you're going to respond. That's what happens. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
Now, this is the same thing. It's just sent after the 8th. That's it. Now, Chigusa-san, why do you think they send these cards?
Because summer in Japan is quite brutal.
Quite? You're being too nice. Come on, you're being biased here. Be honest, Chigusa-san.
Okay, horrible.
Yeah, it is pretty, pretty bad.
Yes.
Just a wall of humidity. It's hot. And then, recently, everybody has a cold. Why are they sick, Chigusa-san?
夏バテ?
What was that? One more time?
夏バテ。
And what does this mean?
I think it's short for 夏にバテる。 バテる means to be tired out or to be worn out. And 夏 is summer, so 夏バテ。
Worn out by the summer.
Yes.
I can relate to that.
Right. And people get 夏風邪 from 夏バテ too.
And what was that you just gave us?
夏風。
Summer cold.
Yes.
And I think this has to do with...
Air conditioning?
That's it. Yeah, because you're so hot, then you get home, and it's so cold, and you turn the air conditioner so low, and then all of a sudden you wake up, and...
You have a cold.
So, yes, to understand these cards, spend a few summers in Japan, and you can relate to these cards.Really, these postcards become 120% understandable.
Yes.
Now, the Japanese actually have a secret for getting through the summer. What food is supposedly really good for keeping up your strength in the summer. Either it's really good marketing or there's truth to the story. Chigusa-san, what are we talking about?
Unagi.
This is?
Eel.
Chigusa-san, do you believe this? Do you think that this helps keep your strength up in the summer?
Yeah, it's sort of like a mental thing too for me. Because it's like when I eat it, I feel like I have strength.
Really?
Yeah, never mind the reality.
Now, how often do you eat this?
Not that often because it's supposed to be pretty expensive here.
Yeah, I actually don't eat it that often, but my wife does. And my wife is always healthy.
Oh.
So maybe there is some truth to the story. We'd love to hear what you think. Please, if you have the time, post a comment on the site, JapanesePod101.com. Now, Chigusa-san, let's just take a quick look at the characters inside this word. How many kanji, Chinese characters, are in this word?
Four.
What's the first character mean?
Shō is also read as atsui, which means hot, as in weather or temperature.
Next we have?
Chū, also read as naka, which means middle.
So hot, middle. Then we have?
Mimai.
There's two characters in here, but it's this word that we're going to take and use in contact, which means?
To visit.
A visit in the middle of the heat. A summer visit. Kind of checking up on one to see how they're doing. Because, as we said, the summer here is brutal. All right. Next we have?
返事.
Reply.
返事. 返事.
Can you give us an example sentence?
友達からメールが来たけどまだ返事してない。
Wow, that was fast, Chigusa-san. A little bit slow.
友達からメールが来たけどまだ返事してない。
This is the informal way of speaking, so talking among friends. Obviously, this sentence is based on two people who have an intimate relationship. I got an email or I got a text message from a friend, but I still haven't replied. Yes, I can relate very well with this.
Me too.
Next we have...
面倒くさい.
Bothersome, troublesome. Break it down.
面倒くさい. 面倒くさい.
Now there's two words in here. Why don't we separate them and take a closer look? First word we have...
面倒.
Troublesome. Second we have...
臭い.
Strong odor. Now, if this helps you out, what you can do here is put them together. It reeks of trouble. It's a real hassle if you put these two together. And when you put them together, we have?
面倒くさい.
Now, Chigusa-san, is there another phrase out there that ends with 臭い that we can kind of compare to this?
貧乏くさい.
Screaming poverty. So the 臭い stresses the fact that it's truly troublesome. Can we have an example sentence?
学校までは家から1時間もかかります。面倒くさいです。
It takes an hour from my home to school. It's really a pain. Now, Chigusa-san, this word, does it have a negative meaning? Is it kind of a lower class word or is it okay for any kind of situation?
It's pretty informal.
So it's okay to use among your friends, but what about in a business meeting?
Never.
Okay, yeah, we have our answer there. Yeah, you kind of want to steer clear of formal situations with this word. A little bit on the, as Chigusa said, the casual side.
Yes.
Great for when you're with friends, intimate people, but you want to kind of watch out in formal situations. Alrighty, next we have...
さっさと.
Quickly.
さっさと. さっさと.
Now, can we have an example sentence?
さっさと部屋を片付けなさい.
Yes, ma'am. Hurry up and clean your room.
Right.
Next we have...
Mai.
A counter used for thin, flat objects.
Mai. Mai.
Example sentence, please.
旅行中に写真を200枚も撮りました。
During my vacation, I took up to 200 pictures. Next.
Ate.
For. Addressed to.
Ate. Ate.
Example sentence, please.
ピーター宛てに手紙を書きます。
I will write a letter addressed to Peter. Next.
人気者.
Popular. Popular person.
人気者. 人気者.
Example sentence, please.
彼女は学校の人気者だ。
She's a popular person at the school. All right, with that said, let's move on to today's grammar point. Chigusa-san, what's today's grammar point?
くれる。
くれる is a class 2 verb used to express that someone who has the same or lower status than the speaker gives something to the speaker or someone in the speaker's group. The meaning is close to the English to give, and the general sentence structure is as follows. The giver is marked by
わ。
And of course, there are cases
が。
The receiver, usually I, is marked by
に。
The thing is marked by
を。
And finally, we have
くれる。
Now, くれる should be used when the receiver is the first person, meaning me or we, someone in your group or yourself. The polite form of this verb is
くださる。
And again, this will be covered in a later lesson when we go over the extremely polite ways to talk about giving and receiving verbs. Now, what we're going to do is give you a few example sentences. Chigusa-san, お願いします。
友達は私にお土産をくれた。
My friend gave me a souvenir. Now, many times when you hear this in context, the receiver will actually be dropped. Chigusa-san, how would that sound?
友達はお土産をくれた。
My friend gave, and the me is inferred, my friend gave me a souvenir. All right, so that's going to cover it for today. Now, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, accompanying PDF inside, more of a write-up on today's grammar point. All the vocab, all the conversations, the conversation in regular Japanese, kana, romaji, and the translation, of course. Plus, in the Learning Center, drills and things to really reinforce what you learn here, really bring everything together. Finally, a couple more days for podcast awards, so...
よろしくお願いします。
All right, that's going to cover it for today.
またね。